This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fireworks illuminated the sky over Japan's National Stadium in Tokyo as the Olympic opening ceremony came to an end Friday night. The opening ceremonies of the pandemic-delayed games were held without spectators as a measure to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although some dignitaries and invited guests attended, including U.S. First Lady Jill Biden. IOC President Thomas Bach called it a day of hope.
It is very different from what all of us had imagined. But let us cherish this moment. Finally, we are all here together.
Officials banned spectators from all venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites, in a step taken by the authorities to try to curb the spread of the virus. Infections have been surging, with Tokyo hitting a six-month high of 1,979 daily cases on Thursday. The Biden administration says China's sanctions on six individuals, including former Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, are another attempt to bully internationally recognized NGOs and those who work for human rights and freedom. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday that the sanctions illustrate China's isolation from the world.
These actions are the latest examples of how Beijing punishes private citizens, companies, and civil society organizations as a way to send political signals and further illustrate the PRC's deteriorating investment climate and rising political risk.
China sanctioned six Americans and one NGO as part of a reciprocal move to U.S. sanctions against seven Chinese government officials working in Hong Kong. This is VOA News.